North Face slammed over ad featuring drag queen urging viewers to come out in nature. By Joshua Klein on May 25, 2023. Calls to boycott the North Face have followed the outdoor brand's release of a transgender ad featuring a drag queen encouraging customers to come out with the brand. In an Instagram post Wednesday, outdoor recreation products company The North Face presented its Summer of Pride campaign featuring drag queen and intersectional environmentalist Patty Gonia, a self-described real-life homosexual. In the ad, the drag artist is seen calling on viewers to come out in nature with the brand. Salt Lake City, we're coming for you, Gonia states, calling for viewers to come outside and celebrate the beautiful LGHGTV community. In response, users took to social media to express outrage over the campaign, with many calling for a complete boycott of the Denver-based company. "Please boycott Marxist North Face. This is unacceptable," wrote internet personality Liz Churchill. "I stopped buying North Face when they stopped selling in the stores on military bases because they did not want to be associated with U.S. soldiers fighting and dying in two foreign wars. Now they are grooming kids," wrote award-winning journalist Laura Logan. North Face said "Hold My Beard" Bud Light and just released a woke transgender commercial targeting kids. "You know what to do," wrote Matt Wallace. "North Face goes woke," wrote internet personality Oli London. The outdoor clothing brand has released an advertisement for the brand's new Summer of Pride campaign, which includes rainbow-covered clothing for children. "Can anyone explain how the heck this ad helps at the North Face sell outdoor clothes?" asked director and producer Robbie Starbuck. "They're screaming at you to not buy their products if this violates your values. Accept their challenge." The North Face is owned by the VF Corporation, which also owns Supreme, Vans, and Timberland, he added. The North Face has now gone full transgender with a drag queen commercial, wrote conservative journalist Ian Miles Chung. "Because nothing says rugged outdoorsman like a man in a wig and a rainbow-colored dress. No one noticed when the North Face was doing this last year, because the ad flew under the radar. But they've been at this for a while and they're only just now ramping things up," he added in another tweet. Breaking: at the North Face has just released an ad featuring a drag queen marketed towards children. It looks like they've decided that they too would like the Bud Light and Target treatment. "Ask and you shall receive," tweeted Gays Against Groomers, an activist coalition opposed to the sexualization, indoctrination and medicalization of children, as it called to boycott the company. "I'm sorry to report the North Face has gone full drag queen," tweeted Not the Bee, an account from the creators of the Babylon Bee dedicated to exposing surprisingly real absurd news events. "The North Face has decided to release an ad featuring a drag queen to market a Pride Month collection to children," wrote entrepreneur Michael Seifert. "Because nothing says rugged outdoorsman like pushing gender confusion onto kids. If we only want palliative care, we should continue the dosage of soothing slogans like go woke, go broke," wrote former professional football player turned Senate candidate Jake Paquette. "If we're interested in victory, it will take aggressive chemotherapy." North Face deploys drag queen yelling come out to sell LGBTQ+ apparel to little children. "Yes, this ad is real," wrote another. "Add North Face to the list of hashtag boycott," another user wrote. "If you own any clothes made by North Face, go ahead and burn them," yet another wrote. The matter comes as several well-known corporations are under fire for pushing a woke agenda. On Monday, Dodgers president Stan Kasten proudly announced the team was re-inviting the radical anti-Christian transgender group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, to its Gay Pride Night festivities so the team could bestow a Community Heroes Award on them. Last month, Bud Light Beer selected Dylan Mulvaney, the former gay man who became a transgender social media celebrity, as its spokesperson. The initiative saw a loss of billions of dollars in market value for Anheuser-Busch in the days following the promotional partnership, as its shares fell amid a nationwide backlash against Bud Light. Meanwhile, Target stores were seen peddling the transgender agenda with sales of tuck-friendly bathing suits for males who wish to mimic females and light-binding swim apparel for females. In addition, the Walt Disney Company invited drag queen Nina West to the world premiere of its live-action The Little Mermaid on Monday at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, as it, too, continues to aggressively push LGBTQ ideology in its entertainment for children. The move comes as drag culture continues to become a central component of Disney's entertainment for children. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.